Good morning. It's hard to imagine we're closing in the final days of 2025. I mean, it's gone fast. I first of all want to thank you, the South Valley congregation, for a wonderful year. A wonderful year of service, wonderful hearts on your part. Just a big thank you. We're finishing up, it's hard to imagine, year 14 together, getting ready to start number 15. If you haven't liked it, blame Daryl. He's the one that, he's here today, he can take all the blame. I remember one day he says, "Hey, I'm leading singing out of the South Valley congregation. Why don't you come out and preach?" And that's how it all started. So blame it on him if you don't like it. It's not my fault. Don't blame me. I want us to look at just a little reflection this year. Personally, we've had some accomplishments. There's been some promotions at work. There's been some great activities in the families and so forth. There's been some challenges. There's been some things to overcome. On a personal level, some health issues some of you have faced. But I'd like for us, the bottom line is we're still here.
Amen.
We're still here together serving and worshiping our great God.
Amen.
I'd like for us to look back as a congregation, not so much about individually, although we are part of the congregation, but, you know, we've gained as a congregation, we've gained some people. Some people have moved in. We're very glad of that.
Amen.
That after they've looked around, maybe visited some congregations, that they decided to stick with us. That's a blessing for us. We've had the opportunity and the blessing to be able to teach and baptize some individuals.
Amen.
Some of us have become parents. Some of us become grandparents. Nothing better than that. But there's been a lot of activity, and we've steadily grown our numbers this year. But we need to remember Acts 2:47, and the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. We're just instruments that he uses. It's not us. They're not joining us. The Lord is adding them. We've had, I apologize, the pictures were taken off of our website, and so they weren't real clear, but we've had a number of baptisms this year, and we're very glad that people have come, heard the gospel. Faith comes with faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And they've heard the word of God here. And before we get patting ourselves too mightily on the back, we need to remember what Paul wrote, that he planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. He uses us to add to his church. We've lost some. Just like some people have moved in, some have moved away. We've lost a few families moving to other locations. They may be gone, but their hearts are still with us, and our hearts are still with them. Some have decided to worship in other congregations of the Lord's church. would rather have you, but you're you know, some are still worshiping in the church. Maybe they've moved. Maybe different things have occurred in their life to where they're going to another congregation of the Lord's church. Unfortunately, we don't want to be a downer. Some have just flat quit the Lord's church, have turned their back on Jesus. I hope they return. I hope something will spur them to want to repent and to come back. Amen. And unfortunately, this year has been kind of the first that we've had to deal with this. Some have followed false doctrine. And I cannot express enough how impressed I am with the men of this congregation here at South Valley for standing up against that false doctrine. It's one thing somebody, you know, maybe wants to worship maybe closer to their home. Nothing wrong with that. We hate to lose somebody, but fine. Stay in touch. But the men have stood up against false doctrine. In lieu of elders, the men that are in leadership positions have not let false doctrine creep in. And when it did raise its head, they took care of it. And I cannot thank the men enough for that. Jesus said in Matthew 10:22, "And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved." Amen. This was a continuation of where we had ended up in Michael's class this morning, after a number of people were kind of taking Jesus' message hard, not understanding things. It says in verse 66 in John 6, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." And Michael brought up the good point, his disciples, not somebody that heard something for the first time. His disciples decided, "I'm not going to follow him any longer. I've got other things to do. I just don't know if I want to be committed to this anymore." And it goes on to say, Jesus will ask them the question. It says, "Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. In Matthew 16, verse 18, after another confession by Peter, Jesus says, "And on this rock," that great confession that he is the Christ, the Son of God, says, "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." We're still here. We've withstood some false teaching. We were victorious in that, and that's to be commended. Romans 16, verse 17, Paul will write, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." Jude will write, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Those words apply today as much as they did when Jude penned them. And Paul would give the warning in Galatians 1, starting in verse 6. He says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of God, of Christ, to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. And then in verse 9, he repeats that. And a good reminder for us, Paul would write to the Corinthians, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. We never want to be one of those that next year, we're not one of the ones still sitting in a pew of the Lord's church. That we have fallen away. That we have decided to not follow him any longer. And it takes effort. It takes acknowledgement. And it takes, as Paul would say in 1 Corinthians, let a man examine himself. It takes constant examination. Sound doctrine has been taught here. Not only Sunday morning, but Sunday night. And I want to thank the men that rotate on Sunday evenings and rotate teaching Sunday morning Bible class. They, every week, week in and week out, they bring sound, solid biblical messages straight from the Bible. Not the feel-good stories, not the pep rally talks, but gospel sermons. Wednesday night, we offer Bible classes. The gospel meeting that David Phillips preaches every fall. We never have to worry about, well, is he going to be a loose cannon this year or not? It's always sound.
Amen.
Straight from the Bible. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
When I read this verse about the Bereans, I think of South Valley. It says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They just didn't take somebody's word for something. You know, just oh, he said it, so I'll believe it. No, does it go along with the scriptures? We've continued to have a good name for ourselves, a good reputation with our visitors. I don't mean this in any negative way, but I often think of like church visitors as a first date. You know, you're fortunate to have it, but the important thing, can you get the second date? You know, it's one thing, a visitor showing up, choosing you, and we've had so many that will come and worship with us, maybe because of location, maybe because they look on the website and they see this is, they stress doctrine. And we want our family to worship with this group of Christians. But then when they come back next time they're in town, or if they live here, they look at another congregation and then they return here. That says a lot. You know, we've drawn quite a few people through the internet, broadcasting, you know, on YouTube and so forth. Our mission support, that, you know, we have a good name with them, and they now at the end of the year have thanked us so much for the support for this past year, and not only for the mission support, but Dick mentioned last week about just the personal aid we've given them and being in our prayers and the activities that we have. We have an opportunity for fellowship tonight. Want to welcome everybody back after our singing and scripture service. We're going to be having a fellowship meal, a potluck, and want to welcome everybody back tonight at 5:30. You know what? These photographs is part of us. They're taken from around the world, but yet we're connected to that. The teaching, the care, the assisting people with day-to-day needs, in a little way, we're assisting with that. Paul would tell the Romans, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. We're a small congregation, but the effects of this congregation is felt worldwide. In our scripture reading that Daryl read today, Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. You've done it in the past and you continue on. Mm-hmm. And the last one I'd like for us to look at individually, not only as a congregation, our numbers have grown. Doesn't look at today, a lot of people are out of town. Only got 70-something today. But individually, we have grown. You have grown. I hopefully have grown. We've grown in our faith, in our obedience to God's word, in our service. Think of some of you sitting right here are doing things that this time last year you weren't doing.
Amen.
And that's commendable. And our fellowship has grown. And I'd like to end up with what the Apostle Peter wrote. He says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a duty of ours, to grow. Not just surfacely, but mature. And our challenge for this coming year, remain strong, remain faithful. Make sure you're here this time next year, that you haven't been one of those that got discouraged, fallen away, decided it's too much for me. Throw your hands up and I've got too many things going on in my life. I can't do this. Share the gospel with others. Somebody loved you enough back when to share the gospel with you.
Amen.
You do that to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Keep increasing. This is not the stopping spot. This is the end of the year. This is not the end. This is not the end of our growth. Keep growing in knowledge, in faith, in attendance, and in your involvement. And let your light shine. Very few of us have the opportunity to get up here and deliver a lesson. But every one of us can deliver a lesson by the way we live our lives.
Amen.
And Jesus wants us to do that. Let our light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Lesson is yours. The year's yours, thanks to God. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart, the men, for entrusting me enough to share the gospel with you. One of my goals is to do a better job this coming year. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you've not put your Lord on in baptism, the water is ready to go. God's ready to go. We've even got new waiters. So no problem there. If you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you need to repent of sin in your life, if you need prayers of your brothers and sisters, whatever your need, please come forward while Curtis leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing together.